Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Thanks for joining us again this morning as we continue our Farmers Guidebook series, looking at the focus crops for each parish. Today we wrap up our stop in Manchester. Our proverb of the day is also part of the package. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Help to reduce billions of dollars spent annually on Jamaica's energy bill. Save energy by reducing the number of lights to a switch in large rooms so that lighting can be turned off when certain areas are not in use. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
We've spent the last 3 days in Manchester looking at Irish and sweet potato, yam and carrot, the major focus crops for the parish. This morning, we present the last of our programs from Manchester by wrapping up our look at Irish potato. In our last program, we looked at where to get your seeds and when and how to plant them. We also looked at fertilizing, fungicide application, and killing the crop.
Sometimes the potato has reached a stage where it will not deposit any more food in the tubers. So we advise them now to kill the crop so that the potato can be stored properly. Usually spray with a weedicide like Reglone or Gramoxone.
RADA Agricultural Manager for Manchester, Samuel Harris. Today, Mr. Harris will tell us what happens after the crop is killed and what farmers can do in case of excess production.
We remain underground for at least another week or week and a half. At that time, now the skin will firm up so that when you take it out, they give them bruise. Sometimes you go in the market and you see a lot of potatoes that the skin have been bruised, and that is because they do not allow it to cure in the soil. And it adds also to the shelf life, because the potato is cured in the ground and so on. It can last up to 6-7 months under good conditions.
With the estimated 800 hectares of Irish potato that Manchester farmers are aiming to plant this year, Mr. Harris says there are plans in place to ensure none of the produce is wasted if there is excess.
If we produce too much, we have set up, as it's called, a glut management fund, where we do not want the farmers' potato to go below a certain price, because they lose under $40, because after the amount of input I take to grow the potato. If they sell below $40, yeah, they lose, right? So that fund will chip in. We will buy up the excess, store it, and release it later to the market.
Interesting. Mr. Harris explains more about how the glut management fund works.
It's done by the Ministry of Agriculture, and it's a fund that they can call upon. So money set aside for that purpose. So we have retrofitted storage facilities, one at Olivelle, and we are working on one at Lidford in St. Anne to take off anything that we overproduce. So we'll buy it from the farmer, and we pay for it from that fund, and then we store it, and then we release it onto the market when the demand picks up.
And guess what? Farmers do not have to pay to access the fund. However, they must be registered.
Once you're a registered farmer, you're entitled to any of the services of the ministry. Actually, if you're not a farmer, the extension officer is not responsible for anything that happens to you out there.
RADA Agricultural Manager for Manchester, Samuel Harris. To learn more about farmer registration, visit our website at gis.gov.jm/radio and click on our previous program dealing specifically with the issue. There are also new developments as it relates to farmer registration that we'll be sharing with you during the course of the series, so you can stay tuned for that too. And as the dry period continues, we'll be bringing you some water conservation tips from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM.
Do not pre-wash dishes for automatic dishwashers unless necessary.
The proverb for this morning is, "Every time rain set, drunk or say mago make house." Translation, every time the rain sets, the crow says it is going to make a house. This means you are to stop procrastinating before it's too late. That's a wrap on this edition of Calling Farmers. Come back next time when we make a stop in another parish that might just be yours. I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.